catch up with your high school sweetheart or your college love on the internet's newest social networking site.
Eastern High Class of 91. Oh, there's Steve.
Whoa. He really let himself go.
Introducing Assbook, the website that reconnects you with old flames and shows you how gigantic their rear end has become.
Oh, my God. Is that Julie? She's enormous. Oh, let's see. Options. Do I want to poke Julie?
Not anymore, I don't.
Social networking sites are huge, and so is the backside of your former prom date. And you can see it all on Assbook.
Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Summertime fun is here, but while we slather on the copper tone, you stand in the sun in a state of denial, proudly proclaiming, real men don't use sunblock.
I think I can. Your skin sizzle.
For you, SPF means stupidity protection factor.
But at least you'll have family melanoma, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy on the beach soaking up the ultraviolet rays until he's ultra red and ultra sore, give him plenty of respect and lots of aloe vera. He's Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer, a real American hero.
Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Just think, in about a week, it'll really look appealing. Get it?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
All right, good morning and welcome to April 9th. It's Friday. And you want me to objectify? You know what? We might as well just bring our guests in since they won't wait a couple minutes. Kara, so you're talking about me objectifying you, and then you're like shaking your boobs right in front of me this morning.
I didn't even think about that.
Really?
I didn't even. You know what? You're right. Yeah. Listen, okay, it's all okay. It's always women's fault. It's my fault.
No, why do you have to go there? That's not true.
No, I'm just getting to the point.
You're okay, putting up, you're what saying, is the point?
You're saying I objectify you, but you're shaking your in front of me,
right.
Shaking like a Polaroid.
Right.
You don't like my Polaroid.
I mean, what the hell? You're going like this. You want me to miss it?
No, I'm okay. Dancing with my girls because we got some good intro. Ding, 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 ding,
okay,
ding.
Good. All right, so.
That's right. What that was about, but
okay.
Whatever.
Well, we have an estrogen-filled room this morning.
We are taking over, Sam.
Yes, you are.
We're
I feel
over.
Like a minority now, but, you know, you can view it either way, you know. I mean, I'm either going to go feminine all the way in the next 2 hours, or I really enjoy myself being a man, you know, so.
Well, don't you think It's fun, though? I've learned that when there's a lot of just fun women around men, It's just like a different energy they're not used to, and they enjoy it, the giggles and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Not like stupid drunk giggles, but just, you know, we're just having a blast all the time because we're just fun people type giggles.
Yeah, yeah.
And guys get guys like that.
Yeah, it depends. You know, I mean, the guy has to like women in order to do that.
But
know?
Who doesn't like women, though?
You don't know that. I mean, some guys are actually angry at women, but they don't show it, you know?
No, that's true. Actually, You're actually right. I've encountered that where just being a woman has pissed off some people.
Yeah, so I don't know if they'd be, you know, happy in the company of women. But
how are you
who
doing?
Who knows? I am. I'm very happy.
You love
so
it.
Let's introduce our guests. Go ahead, Kara.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I've got these lovely roommates, Sarah and Claire, and they're pretty much like my family. And I thank God for them all the time because we have a blast. They're so loving. We've seen each other definitely at our grossest and our dirtiest and at our prettiest. And So there's true love there. We've got Claire, who was on the show a while back and did the commentating for the healthcare bill. Is it good for your health? Yep. Awesome girl. She's okay. And then we got Sarah, who's...
Sarah's just hanging in there, but
party don't start till I walk in.
So you both have been here, but separately. And now
yes.
we have all three of you in the studio.
The whole idea so. Is this is the real girls next door with a twist.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, like the Hugh Hefner thing, but we're not doing all that.
Right. So now, I mean, so you're comfortable. They're like family to you. Do you walk around farting around them?
You want to start?
If we're gonna start with farts, let's just go.
Well,
while your headset was on,
close your ears.
And while your headset was on, Claire totally farted, and like Sarah goes. What? She looks at her, and Claire's like, oh my gosh, did I just do that?
Like, it wasn't on the air, and we laughed our ass off, literally. Yep. You know what? We do that stuff. I'm not going to lie, and there's no hot guys that I have to look at and admit this to right now, but we totally do fart, and among other things. I mean, that's not what we go around doing, but we do
Right. But you feel comfortable enough to do it.
Like, Sam
cool.
has been married 5 years, never farted in front of his wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
You think that's strange?
That's a lot of control.
It is a lot of control. But, you know, I mean, I'm very conscious about it.
I think that's nice.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's such a thing as too familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
I don't think so.
Not with us, but with yeah.
like,
what? Romantic partner.
No.
No. You and Tate let him fly?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to move it more.
Hello. So wait a second, hold it. So you're saying he literally has told me he's like he wakes up in the morning, he's like his stomach hurts, he's gassy, he has to go, and they've got separate bathrooms, right?
Sucks. Right. We have separate
which
bathrooms.
Which I totally think is a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't think it's romantic if you're eating spaghetti and you're trying to go out for a nice dinner and you guys like, you know, that the soundtrack's farting. I don't like that.
Exactly.
But it's this idea that if you accidentally let one slip, you're seen as gross and not feminine. That I don't like that part.
No, it's more the effort that I think's kind of endearing. The fact that you're, you know, and that's kind of cute. If one gets out, then it's like, "Oh, you know, that's cute." When you're married, you know. First date? No, you better lock it down.
For the first nine months you can lock it down. But then after that, you know, at some point they gotta find out who you really are.
That's true.
Claire's
not
a couple rip.
But Claire's thing is more, what is it, Claire?
I don't like to get X's over my eyes. You know, like in the cartoons when
yes,
you see the,
yes,
the little X's over their eyes because they're about to die.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I feel sometimes.
Like, you know, like a good Dutch oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, the Dutch oven thing.
But Claire's not much of a fart. Well, you do fart, but it's not much of a farting thing for you.
Oh yeah, I burp. My uncle taught us years ago, and it just stuck. It took.
Really?
Like a fish to water.
Oh, like burping?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For those of you guys who don't know at home, what makes this kind of even, I don't know, it's just is funny, is these are like totally gorgeous women, so it is funny. But this is like, you know, I have so many guy friends that like, I was dating a guy, and he wanted to know the girl stuff, and he wanted to know, do you guys find each other? And I'm like, really, we're not going to go there, because we're dating, and I still want to be attracted to you, and I still want to be looked at as a woman, so we're not having this is our secrets. But now, because we're behind a microphone and I don't have to look at a hot guy right now, I'm gonna let hang.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let hang. No, but there's a real comfortability. I mean, let's be honest. We got one bathroom.
We all drink coffee.
That's tough. Wow.
One.
I don't know how you manage, you know?
Especially
in the morning, right? Do you all leave at the same time in the morning?
Usually never. Today was a rarity. We were all on top of each other trying to get teeth brushed.
Yeah.
Some kind of hygiene going on.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, we all drink coffee, and y'all know what that means. Hey, I need to get in there. Oh
yeah, sometimes that happens all at the same time.
Oh my gosh, sometimes we drink coffee, we all have to really go number two at the same time.
Yeah, and the worst is when you're taking a shower and someone's got the coffee.
Oh my god,
And then you get this, what I like to call, poo-midity.
Yeah.
And it's like a kind of, anyway. So, it's country.
We keep like a,
what I'm saying.
A giant load of matches in the bathroom.
We keep
matches
it country.
Matches and candles what else, right?
We keep it country.
No.
But here's the thing. Here's what I like to say.
There's always boobs and butt.
There's boobs
somewhere.
And butt. There's vagine somewhere. There's something's going on.
Vaseline.
Tara walked in the other day, and I was putting on my self-tanner, and she's like...
Wait a second. I'm laid up.
I was all like a woman in the bush of Africa.
Like, she's nursing.
Laid out. Like just rub it. Get my rub on.
And she was like, she's like nursing this one boob. She's just looking. We're watching on my computer, Celebrity Princess.
We're watching on her computer.
And Sarah just leans over, and she's got one hand on her left, And she's getting that self-tanner. And she's like, who's winning? Who's winning? I just looked at her. I'm like, have we come to this woman? I'm like, what have we come to? I was like, you know, and what'd I say?
She's like, get your grooming on, girl. Get your grooming on.
I'm like, just get your grooming on. Shit. I mean, we just, it's like, where do we start and where do you end? We don't even know
anymore.
Doesn't matter.
And then, you know, I show up in the room and Kara's got the blow dryer. This is her latest thing. Uh-huh. Like, she's
been doing it for a while.
Yeah, it's a good, like, it's depending on what hurts, whether it's cramps or headache, she'll just, like, blow the blow dryer on. And she'll just sit there and I look in and she's got this kind of, like, glazed over, like, zen look on her face. Like, she's just loving that blow dryer on her ovaries.
Really?
And I'm like,
it feels so good.
And I'm like, you got to know how country you look right now. I'm like, I was like, I got to put that hair dryer on my ovaries. This is how me think.
What?
Help me think when I got that blow dryer on.
It's funny, but no, it does. It works better than a heat gun.
So warm.
Really?
It looks trashy. I mean, everything looks trashy.
Where did you get that idea?
The sound. It's like the sound effect, too.
It's like, it's instant heat, and it's a lot of heat, whereas, like, a heating pad takes time to heat up, and then it's not that direct. It's dispersed, whereas you just, that blow dryer.
So it really works when you have a headache?
Well, I was really sick that one day, and everything hurt, and my head was, and it actually, the heat helped a lot. I mean, they think I'm freaking crazy in backwoods, but yeah. So are they, so I don't care.
Yeah, there you go. We've got a phone call already.
Oh, here we go. Oh, is it my husband?
Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam, it's Reese.
Hey, Reese, how you doing?
Hi, Reese.
Dude, hi, girls.
Hi.
Wow, Sam, you are so outnumbered, and all I'm doing is taking notes. This is the most informative show
we've
had in a long time.
I know. You get a glimpse into the lives of single girls, you know? Sex
My
in the City.
My goodness, but the curtain's been pulled back a little, huh?
There you go, you see.
Are you freaked out, Reese? Is it freaking you out?
No, I'm not freaked out as much as there's just this level of confirmation of the stuff you kind of think happens when we're not around.
Right.
And it humanizes you, ladies.
Yeah, there you go. You see, they do the same things we do, you know?
We're bordering on TMI because I like the mystique. I like thinking that you guys walk around in Louboutin smelling pretty all the time, even when I'm not there.
Exactly.
Listen, Reese, I totally understand. And honestly, when I'm meeting a guy or dating a guy, we don't have conversations about this. You know
Nor
what I mean?
Should you.
And no, it's not on my to-do list. Listen, it's not on my to-do list. But it's funny as hell.
Yeah, why?
Oh, why heavens, like yes, absolutely.
You know what? Actually, it's kind of a weird, like almost like a male fantasy around our house.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, this connection sucks, Reese. We're hearing everything three times. Can you call back in?
Yeah,
call
sure.
Call back in, thanks.
Or make sure he has the. Does he have the station on in the background?
No, that's okay. Not it. It's just
really?
A terrible internet. Connection, probably a cell phone.
So, let me ask you, do you know Reese?
Reese is a listener, and
oh, cool.
He's a friend of one of the former co-hosts.
Oh, cool. Well,
not like
awesome.
There's been a lot of them, but so he's been in the studio once.
Oh, cool.
And he's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, he seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But here's the
okay,
thing,
okay, there
Sam.
We go, Reese.
Okay.
You there?
Hey, guys.
Okay, we had a terrible connection. We every time we were talking, we could hear something coming back at us.
Well, technical difficulties aside, I was laughing and making mental notes all at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're not trying to gross you out, Reese. We're really
No, I'm not grossed out. I'm thoroughly entertained, and I am totally envisioning a level playing field, you know? Girls and guys handle these things differently, but I'm actually, you know, I actually appreciate the fact that you ladies have this level of comfort with one another, that you can behave, quite frankly, the way Sam and I would behave if we were hanging out and, you know, no women that we want to let us touch them
exactly.
were around to see us behave that way.
No, let me.
I still would fart around you, though, that's for
no,
sure.
No, he's got a fart phobia.
I'm not farting next to anyone.
Reese, let me ask you, though. Let me ask you, because here's what I think, is that, you know, we're all human, and it's like you can repress it or you can, like, make fun of it. And honestly, when you're a woman and you're always trying to cover these things up and you don't want – clearly I don't want to be around a guy I'm interested in and be like, yeah, I just took a big crap in front of Sarah today. Like, I don't want to talk about that stuff. But there's something wonderful about being around a group of people or some close friends that you're like, they know that side of me and they're the only one that's going to know that side of me.
Right.
It's like
– No,
it's
absolutely.
Free to, it's
there's
like
got to be a time and place to let the facade down, and
yeah.
It sounds like you can with your girls there.
Yeah, we have a blast.
It's
with
actually
it.
Like a male fantasy around our apartment.
It really is,
and I'm not putting this.
I'm
on.
Sure
there's
it
a sexy side to it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the fact that, you know, we are so, like, tight that it's like, you know, I go around, I grab Kara's boobs, I grab Claire's ass.
It's she does. Just like,
yeah. Listen, live out loud, girls. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Like tickle fights happen.
Yeah, and half naked. I know people ask me, like, they're like,
do you like jump around like with your boobs out with like a pillow and like beat each other up? And I'm like,
we don't do that.
But no, there's a lot of weird. There's a lot of if you were flying the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's what I would like
to do.
Do
you have any questions for us, Reese? Any girl questions? Yeah.
No girl questions as much as I just wanted to let you know I was thoroughly, thoroughly appreciating the level of honesty that was being bandied about there. You girls sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Thank you,
we'll try not to disappoint you the rest of the show, too. So.
No, I'm sure it won't be. I'm sure it'll be absolutely entertaining. Yeah. Sam, it's good to hear you again, man.
You
be well.
You too, man. Thank you so much for calling, Reese.
Thanks,
and
Reese.
You still owe us a guest appearance here.
Come back.
And we got to get you together.
I'd love that.
With
we'll get that done.
Forgotten. Yeah. Okay, take care. Reese. See
Thanks,
you later.
Reese.
You too, buddy. Bye.
Bye. See, I knew it, Sam. I knew because I've met too many guys that are like, they are so intrigued by this side of women. Not that we want to take it on a date, but right. the fact like this, because women are seen as so just like, like so beautiful and so like, mm-hmm. like the clouds are around my head right now and I've got like little daisies coming out of my eyeballs, you know?
That's
but I mean,
terrible English accent.
Whatever. My point is that because you're such
All
you
her
said,
accents
you're so good
are terrible.
At it. No, they're not. Anyway, but it's like so beautiful, you
Sarah.
Know?
Everybody can't be as good as you, Sarah.
Worrisome.
Speaking of accents.
Texas, so you know, you got my beat on that one. Anyway, but no, I think it's really fun, and I like the fact that there's a group of people that you can just they get to see that side of you, because it's like you're in society, and it's not that that's something you want to celebrate, but it's just great. And also, we have tons of other things that we do too. We don't just sit around talking about
really
hot crap and stuff.
Are you sure?
Hot crap?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Some hat shit.
Like really smelly.
I'm telling you, though, our apartment would not work if we weren't open. Because there's one bedroom, two baths.
There's no room for modesty.
No, there's just no time for that. I mean, if you do get up at the same time, because, I mean, I've had roommates in the past, and it just did not work out because, you know, they go in the bathroom and they lock the door. That's like hell for me to not be able to get into the bathroom.
Right.
I'm like sweating. I'm like, when is she going to be finished in there?
Yeah, wow.
We have an open door policy.
Yeah.
Way
no,
open.
I salute you for doing this. I don't think that I could, you know. I mean, hard. You know, it's kind of like I need my space, you know, and stuff. But you guys is sort of like overcame that need, you know. It's like you sort of like took it beyond that and said, you know, it's like we don't need the privacy. Let's just enjoy ourselves together.
I mean,
you know?
We're in the shower. Sarah comes in. She's sitting down on the commode. I'm in the shower.
Why am I the one
okay,
on the toilet?
Okay, Sarah. Claire's on the toilet.
Let's get real.
Claire's on the toilet.
Sarah
and
never
then
goes on
here's,
the toilet.
Here's
no,
the stain.
I'm the lady of the house.
Here's the stained glass. Here's the stained glass on the shower door, and I smash my boobs again.
She doesn't get it. She does.
And
she's
on
fried eggs. Fried eggs in the morning.
Oh, what I would do to what I wouldn't give to see that.
And so
it's
so
Sam.
So
Claire's on her third match on the toilet, and I'm like, splat, my boobs are there. She's like, and you try to do it when they're not expecting it.
I did it to you too.
Yeah, I see some butt cheeks splat against it. But no, how fun is it?
It's fun.
It's really fun. Yeah.
And you know, we're gonna go there on one thing, and this is more incriminating to me, so don't worry about it. But
oh, I got scared.
No, but okay. We share a lot of things. We share a lot of clothing and all that fun stuff. And one day, we go to our local favorite spot called
Birds.
It's right by our house.
Shout out to Birds.
Birds is the best off of Franklin.
What's that? Like a bar or a club or something?
Yeah, it's like a restaurant
bar that we turn into a club
it's,
after
Alfred
midnight.
Alfred Hitchcock themed, like the Birds.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Very
like
indie kind of crowd. No, it's called Birds because it's chicken. It's a chicken place.
But there's
but
Alfred
Hitchcock
pictures
birds.
On the wall.
Are you sure?
Yeah. She's never
You're
noticed.
You're like, she never figured it out.
I thought it was Birds because of chicken.
Was that too, Kara?
Double entendre.
Double entendre. You're so sophisticated this morning. Double entendre.
I tried to have a French accent, everybody.
I pay attention to the details on the wall. Double entendre.
Anyway,
So we yeah. Bert has.
To let everyone know, Sarah is Canadian, right? And you speak fluent French, right?
Oui, je sais, oui.
Which means wow. No, I can only get enough to get say it. Get in trouble.
No, I enough. Only know enough to be pretentious.
And to back free drinks. We like yeah. that part.
Oui. So we were getting ready one time. We had friends from out of town, which seems to be all the time. The thing with LA is what? You can party till you're dead, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we just finished. What did we finish on Saturday?
What
a bachelorette.
Oh, bachelorette.
Hey, ladies. We finished a bachelorette party. A bachelorette party. And then what else? We did something after that. And
the bachelorette went into Easter.
Went into Easter.
Yeah.
And then
that was
this,
mimosas,
and then an earthquake.
And then the earthquake was a blast. Great party. Uh-huh. And then we flash forward to this weekend. We've got Claire's birthday.
Hey. Oh, happy birthday.
Woo, girl. It's your birthday.
Open wide. I know you're thirsty.
Let me say,
blocka, blocka.
Blocka, blocka. But Claire is having a wonderful birthday this weekend, and it's again last minute because this is what we do.
Hey, well, the last time I planned, it did not work out well.
I like this not planning thing, though.
So, mm-hmm. you know, I just figure stick with what I'm best at, which is throw yeah. it together at the last minute.
Yeah.
And invite 125 people.
Yeah. yeah.
I love it.
They say it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Get down.
Hallelujah. Get your tambourine on, y'all.
Yeah, you should be watching what I'm doing right now.
Oh, my curls came undone.
Like
oh, my curls came out. My crazy realtor curls came out today. I look like a real estate lady with my hair like this. So she's having this birthday this weekend, and what's the theme?
Sizzling 60s.
Ah, sizzling 60s.
So, yeah. And you're invited, Sam, so come.
Really?
Yeah, come.
Wow, when is it?
It's this Saturday night.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. I should
get
come.
The, get the
work Saturday.
It's potluck.
I work Saturday night, but actually, I can come after that. It's
come
probably
after.
Like it's gonna start what at 9 something.
Yeah, I always say 8:30 for the people that have families.
Mm-hmm.
They have to arrive.
Where are you gonna fit everybody in your little apartment?
Oh, on top of each other.
It spills over into the courtyard, and
oh, yeah?
our
mm-hmm.
place used to be the party place.
Really?
And then I don't know what happened, so we're gonna make it the party place again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always interesting
cool.
when mm-hmm. people show up and we're like, yeah, it is apartment, like full blown just apartment, but we have a blast. We tear this apartment up.
Yeah, it's a nice big open space.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think we need to clarify a little bit before we go on is that we have a party vibe, a party spirit, but we're not that girl, although we sound like that girl.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? We're not the girl that's like, what? Fill in the blank.
Well, I mean,
face down in the toilet?
Like, well, we've had a couple of those. I mean, I've been sloppy a couple times. But, I mean, we're not like this, you know, flash your tits for money or whatever, or beads, and we're not the girl that's like
girl's
doing...
Girl's gone wild.
Yeah, we're not doing, like, shots off of somebody's crotch and things like that or snorting coke in the bathroom. That's not our style.
Right.
But I know sometimes people, you know, we have a lot of... I think it's very healthy and there's a lot of love there.
Yeah,
so.
There's a freedom in a love.
There's a freedom, and because I mean, some you know, we Facebook this stuff, and you got to realize sometimes people don't know you, so they just see the my frilly skirt, you know, frills the max,
frills the max,
and you they don't really know your character, so they kind of look at it sometimes like why? I mean, I've gotten the you know the emails from the family back home like mm-hmm. what are you gonna do with your life and stuff, you know.
We all have
yeah
because they think it's like it's you know they
want you to get a real job, you know. That's
well yeah
what,
but it,
that's
this
the
is
bottom
just,
line.
This is the fun stuff. This is the fun stuff.
But you guys, I mean, you chose like a lifestyle where you figure, you know, I don't need all those luxuries and everything, but I get to do what I want to do.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's admirable, you know. I mean, because, you know, it's like I've always had to work, you know, always did the 9 to 5 and everything. And, you know, only now do I get to, you know, at a later age, do I get to enjoy actually, you know, getting up when I want and, you know, or less. You know, except like yesterday where I wanted to, especially yesterday when I wanted to sleep in.
Did you get the rest that you needed?
It's not like I need rest, you know. Sometimes I'm just lazy in the morning.
Okay? Hey, at least you own it.
Yeah, I do. You know?
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, and I told you the other day, I said, now that I can, I do. You know, if I get
well,
up in the morning.
I commend you. I mean, I really do commend people that have worked really hard and then are like, no, I worked hard so I can get to this place in my life that I can check out when I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You did it.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool.
But you know, again, you know, I mean, I don't think that I could sacrifice the way you guys sacrifice, you know.
Does it feel like a sacrifice?
It doesn't. Well, and I'm married, so I kind of get a little bit of both, honestly.
Yeah.
That's true. And we'll get to that in a minute because we never got to your marriage last time.
Oh, we didn't?
Right?
No, we didn't. We didn't. No.
Now, this throws a whole different monkey in that wrench.
There you go. You know.
It really does make it a little different.
It changes the equation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, so let's get to that. So now you're married. I mean, Sarah and Kira obviously are single. But you're married. So? How long have you been married?
6 years.
No, not so. I mean, it's a great thing.
I know, it's a joke. Like, so?
Yeah.
So? No. No, yeah, 6 years. Yeah.
6 years, wow.
3 years in Texas and now about more than 3 years now in L.A. Just a little bit more, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So are you still happy and everything?
Yes.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
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 So, but how does it work now? I mean, you're like three women and then this guy gets thrown in.
They have a unique situation.
It's not like the Jersey Shore situation, but...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, he travels. He really loves his job in Texas. Mm-hmm. And whenever we decided to move out here, he proposed to them that he would keep working for them if they flew him back and forth.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll do that because he's really smart. He's worked really hard and
really
knows parts of the
genius
company.
Tates, yeah. Right.
Yeah, he acts really cool and normal, but really he's like super brilliant.
Right.
Yeah, he really
so,
is.
But like, what's the point of moving if you're going to work somewhere else? You know, why did he move in the first place?
Because he loves me.
Oh, it's for you. Yeah. That was your idea.
Yeah, that's well, it's always been my idea. Like, I met Kara before I met Tate, and the first time we met, mm-hmm. we talked about moving to L.A. together.
Really?
And then Kara moved here, and I got married.
Mm.
And so he's always known.
Yeah, well, she wants to pursue her dream, which is acting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And musical theater, and she moved out here to pursue it. So,
That's cool that he did it for you.
But
you know?
He's not there all the time. He's there pretty much a good Friday through Sunday, basically.
Yeah, Thursday night through Monday morning.
Yeah.
So it's like four nights.
That's when he's home.
Yeah
in
right?
L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he flies back for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why your marriage lasts a long time. You don't have to get on each other's nerves all the time. You know?
True.
I mean, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make it work.
Yeah.
He traveled when we lived in Houston as well. Mm-hmm. He traveled inside of Texas. So now it's just like, we live in L.A. and he has a three-hour commute.
Yeah.
Three hours on plane.
So he's like a guest in your house, essentially. You know?
No. I mean, he's like, he just swoops in and he cooks beautiful food.
Really?
He's like a great cook.
Really?
He loves to cook.
Uh-huh.
He comes in, he's like, he's like making a big ass braised beef. And
yep.
The house smells amazing, like something good he's copying from Top Chef.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It always fascinates me that guys like to cook, you know, because I'm like, I couldn't be farther from that, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, I think traditionally that's the way what you're talking about. I think most men would fall in that category, but I think there's been a new surge of at-home chefs, and a lot of them are men.
Food Network.
And I think especially when you get into, like, the whole meat aspect and grilling.
Right.
You know?
Mate.
You know, mate. But I think men, they gravitate towards meat, and they're like, I'm going to make me some meat. Make it real good. Do it up right good. I'm going to do it right good, that mate. And they just get into it, the grilling, the barbecue, and the braising.
Yeah, a good marinade.
And then it kind of starts going into other areas. And then I think Food Network has really propelled men as chefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think men have always been chefs, though. I mean, in a restaurant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Usually
you
don't see that many female chefs.
No, you're right,
which
actually.
Which is very interesting.
Just like every other career.
Just like any other career. Once you get to the higher levels, it's like, hello, Bill boys Dominu. Club.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's true. Conducting, it was that way. I didn't know it because whenever I was being a teacher and conducting choirs, I decided to, maybe I want to get a master's in choral conducting. And I was like one of the few females in the program. Or I mean, for choir, it's a little bit different, I guess. There's more females that conduct choir at a higher level. But how many women do you see conducting major orchestras?
Yeah, that's true.
It's disappointing to me because I know there are a lot of great females out there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, I don't know. It's harder. Yeah. Definitely a lot harder.
Yeah, with most stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So these ladies here, one night, Operation Birds. It's going down, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
We got friends in from out of town. We're going to show them a damn good time that they've never seen. We're going to make some heads roll as bird wings flap.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Operation Birdcage,
Sam. So
when
are you going to Birds?
No, we've already done this.
Oh, I see.
But we do it all the time. Not all the time, but there's a birdcage at Birds where you can get in and dance. It's not
really?
Cheesy. It's not cheesy and gross, but people get on the bar and they do the hula hoops that light up. We do sparklers. One time it was Sarah's birthday, and we just happened to wear red, white, and blue. Like, I had a white dress on.
I had red.
You had a red dress on.
Sarah blue.
Blue. And the next thing I know, the owner, who's so amazing, she comes up and gives us sparklers, and we're dancing. All single ladies. All single ladies.
And we have sparklers
on our Facebook, actually.
Yeah.
You can go to our Facebook page.
Oh my God.
Go and check it out.
And you can do the sparklers things. And but what's funny is one night we had Operation Birds going down, and this place is like a dive bar, kind of a local fun dive bar. And the funny part is that all three of us will zhuzh it up. What we do is what I call frills to the max.
Mm-hmm.
frills to the max, the max, the max, the max,
the max, the max, max.
We're basically we overdress up. We wear these crazy like LA chic dresses and too much makeup, and we look like drag
high
queens.
Heels.
Mm-hmm. We look like major drag queens, and we're out there, and everybody's like wearing indie clothes and like relaxed.
They've got their really, you know, ironic t-shirts and the glasses that say I'm smart.
Yeah, the quirky glasses and like comedy guy. And we're in there, and we've got our fake lashes on and our fake tan, and we're just like, hey, we run LA, you better watch out. We run LA, and everybody's like, okay, back off. You know, we just it's just the fact that we so don't fit in, and we do it on we even amp it up more for the humor purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So this night, I had in mind to wear a sparkly white dress. It's all sequins. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Okay, I was going to wear it, and I knew I was going to dance the birdcage.
You own one like that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Really?
It looks like a snowflake.
It's really cute.
It's really, really
That's
cute.
Funny
it's
adorable. Yeah.
Well, it looks like a snowflake. I got it for Christmas party one time. But before we all lived together, Sarah lived somewhere else, and I called her, and I was like, I said, I need to go phone in some panties. Click, click, knock, knock, knock.
Oh, yeah.
I said, hey, Sarah, listen, this is what I'm going to need from you. Bring your fake tan leg stuff. We got this tan in the can. And I said, I need you to bring some full coverage white panties, because why? I'm dancing. I'm gonna get my tweet on in the birdcage, and you know my butt cheeks. I don't want everybody to see them, so I need to lock them in with some full coverage white panties. I don't have any full coverage opaque white panties.
Opaque.
So I was like, basically, I'm phoning in some grandma panties to tuck it up, pop it in. So if people see some cheeks, it looks somewhat appropriate, right?
Yeah.
And so we get there. Everybody's at our house. We're getting ready. We're getting jizzed up. And the dresses start flying. And I'm like, try this dress on. Try this dress on. And then I tried my white dress on. And I looked a little fat in it. And I was like, fuck this white dress. Sorry. I was like, I'm not wearing it. So I took it off. Sarah tried it on. You could see her vagina in it. So she took it off. It's too short. She took it off. I was in a different dress. She gives the dress back to me. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wear it. And I was like, hey, Sarah. So I'm going to need those panties. And she goes, the white ones? I'm like, yeah, cough them up. Where are they? And she's like, oh, well, I didn't know you were going to wear the white dress. So I have them on. And I was like, what? She's like, no, no problem. And she takes off her white panties.
Are you serious?
No, she takes off her white panties. And she's like, here, wear them. I was like, you are disgusting. I'm not wearing your white panties. She's like, only 20 minutes in. They're fresh.
Hey,
they're fresh.
Let's prequel with that.
She's like
with
a sister, you know?
How Kara rolls, okay?
Hold on. We're
she's
about to
like
get to the panty part.
She's like Tasmanian devil, man.
I am.
Like, she, you know, she keeps it
low maintenance.
Low maintenance. And it's refreshing to be around because it's like, you know, no, she's not stressed.
Well, right. This isn't about how gross you are. It's about how gross I am.
No, I know, but it's just funny because I thought it would be a natural kind of thing for you. I was like, you know, only 20 minutes in. My panties are 20 minutes in. Like, that's no big deal,
yeah,
right?
She's clean.
Well, so let's,
I took
okay.
a shower.
She did. She did take a shower. So here's the thing. So cut to the scene where we're walking, and I put on her panties, and they're moist. I said, Sarah, these are, like, moist. There's, like, vagina sweat in these. She's like, oh, 20 minutes in. They're fresh. I'm like, why are they moist and damp? I freaking wore them. Freaking
yeah,
wore them. And
go.
I was like,
there was a mixture of self-tanner and then just body
that.
Heat. No big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
We knew what happened after that, though.
Well, you Bird know, cage. That's you know, medically speaking, that's not for me.
I don't know what happened. Anyway, we won't go into that part. But so anyway, no. But yeah, I totally barred her white coverage underwear, and I'm like walking. I'm like squish, squish, squish. I'm just playing. No, that is gross, but it was true. We had a great time that night.
We did.
Yeah, that's how close we are, Sam.
Yeah, that's very close, you see. And Sarah felt that way, and you didn't.
So,
that you're close enough that you can use her underwear, you know?
Well, it just was like, I was like, what? Because I was thinking, but then I put them on, Sam, and there was some moisture.
Yeah.
That would freak me out.
No, I understand that. I probably
it's not her fault that her vagina's moist. I mean, it should be.
There you go. Vagina should be moist.
Her vagina's just...
Attention world.
her vagina's operating, functioning the way it should be. But, you know, she sold me on 20 minutes in. I'm thinking, like, fresh, clean cotton, and it was like...
Yeah. But see, in her mind, she was doing you a big favor.
She did do me a favor because, you know,
called selfless love.
Well, because I looked
at the shirt off my back and the panties and off my ass.
And I looked at her and I looked at her and I looked at the panties. I'm like, well, I'm not going to not go in the birdcage, Sarah. Freaking cough them up. Put them on.
Yeah, it's like she kind of got like a little trickle of sweat on her brow. She's like, what am I going to do? I can't not dance in the birdcage, but I can't need the panties. Oh, so she's like a little moistened in her as long as she got to get her dance on. And I want that bar.
We're so wrong. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
We had so much fun.
If that was a while ago, what's now?
That's true, Claire. It's true.
Okay. Oh, well, with that thought, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after
this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Don't you hope it's going well?
Shitty Talk Radio proliferates the internet. Two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're back. Yeah, you see, we have an opera singer in here.
Oh, thank you, daughter.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
went to the beach yesterday.
You did?
How cool. I know, I never go. We like live right there. I never ever go, and I like to go work out down there, but you know, it's not a place you can zip down and zip back. Mm. You got to bring your stuff if you need to work on something, if you need to
there's
so much traffic on the 10 going back to Hollywood that you're just like, freaking bring a tent.
Right. Yeah.
Bring a tent and a can of beans and call it a night and you know, just I'll see you in 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, cuz that's just how it works. So I went down there and I brought my workout clothes and work stuff and then a book to read on the beach, and it was gorgeous, as you know, you'd expect. But it was one of those things where, like, it's like a little rotisserie chicken, right? I laid on my stomach, I let my back get a nice, my back and my backside get a nice, you know, golden hue, yeah. And then I did a flip. But then by the time I flipped, the weather changed. It was kind of chilly, so uh-huh. I didn't commit to the front part that much. And then I laid back on my stomach again. And what I'm trying to say is my butt cheeks got a little burnt.
Oh.
So you know that warm heat after you get burnt, so my whole nether regions had like a like just a warm glow.
Uh-huh.
But they gonna look so good in 2 days. Oh my god. We gonna take a picture, we gonna post it and tag my cheeks on Facebook.
Well, I told her, I said, you weren't wearing self tanner, were you, before you went out?
I did.
Because self tanner makes you burn.
Really?
Instantly. Yeah, you cannot go out. You're not supposed to lay out after you put on self tanner.
Uh-huh.
Because it's already activating the melatonin in your skin.
No, it's a dye, though. It's not real melatonin producing that color. It's a dye.
Yeah, but you read the label and it says don't lay out.
Listen.
Yeah, Kara will do anything. She has no fear.
Okay, so Sarah was talking on the break about just, you know, tell them about the rap we get sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, explain LA living.
Well, okay, if you're an actor in LA, you'll relate to this, or an artist of any kind. You either live like a broke ass and hold out for your dreams, or, you know, you try to make it happen right away all the time, and you end up compromising and doing stuff that you're just like, now I also, I'm like going to produce my own, you know, independent film. And, you know, people just a lot of busy work, you know, to try and generate an income. And I respect, you know, the hustle. But at the same time, I think a lot of artists are out there trying to live the lifestyle of a, you know, a big time person without having developed anything artistic, and sort of like they've compromised themselves so far. They forget if they have a voice or what it is or any of that. They haven't taken the time to do that because they're just, they want to make it and they want the money right away, you know?
Right.
So,
which usually does not happen.
It usually doesn't, or if it does, it's like you get it too fast and it's like you fizzle out because you're trying to pump out the same, you know, BS that every other pop star's out there doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you just, you know, like music, for example, you know, there's people that take time to like have integrity and, you know what I mean? I guess I'm saying is like,
yeah, what she's, are you saying?
She's kind of tying it into you've got us kind of living on top of each other and loving every minute of it, almost every minute, a few exceptions here and there. And Sarah's been out and meeting people, and we've been in mixers, and they've given her heat about you share a bedroom, because we do. She and I share a bedroom.
Right.
In LA, you know, it's very competitive. Everyone's about having the bigger, better,
everything,
know, car, house, everything.
So, but you guys have one bedroom. Like, so where do you sleep?
Oh no, we've got two.
Two
yeah,
bedrooms.
So they share
good.
The other one.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the same size.
But, I mean, basically what Sarah's, I think, talking about is that people, like you said, you're like, I don't think I did the whole sacrifice thing to have what we have. I mean, you're married, so it is different. But I think there's a richness in the community that you can have when you kind of let down those luxuries and you actually let people in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact is that when you're following your dream, you're going to get broke. That's
right,
just the way it is. And you're going to have to suffer through being, you know, a broke ass looking like a loser for a few years. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah. So it's a conscious decision to do that.
Yeah. I mean, there's gigs I could be doing right now, you know, working as a singer on a cruise ship or something and making money. But I know that's not where my heart's at. So, you know, you share a room, you live simple, but through that I think there's a lot of great things, because we are in each other's space, and like, you know, we have to compromise on things and, you know, be conscious of the other person. And
well, I feel like it's you know, to bring God into this, it's like I feel blessed because I've experienced a lot of love and grace through them. And likewise, that when people are up in your business and they know you, I said this to a friend of mine who lives very singular, like not a lot of family, not a lot of friends, does his thing. And I'm like, when people don't know your shit and they don't know your junk, mm-hmm. how do you feel that loved? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean mm-hmm. that everybody needs to know it. I'm saying if there aren't select people in your life that have seen you through some really hard times, that have seen you through some humiliating things, and they're there with you and they love you, yeah. and there's somebody out there like everybody loves me, right, Sam? I mean, they know I walk around and it's not a facade. It's just who I am. My personality's big. People mm-hmm. are like, oh, she seems like she's got it together. And then I know I've got these good friends that have seen, they see everything in my life. And I know mm-hmm. there's something in my heart about knowing that I feel really loved because they know my junk. Mm-hmm. They know my mess and they love me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they really love me. And I think that, do you have to share a bedroom to experience that? No, that's not what we're saying. We're talking about having a community that we've experienced in this way that has yeah. allowed us to really see the love of God. And when you live in close quarters, you're naturally going to have friction. You're mm-hmm. naturally going to, it's going to bring stuff up
to
each other.
Talk things out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we have to compromise. and I think with, like, God, the Bible says, you know, the word of God is a living alive and cuts both ways. It's a double-edged sword. And I think what that means figuratively and stuff is when you're living with people and something bothers you about that person or about the way they live or whatever, it's like it brings something out in them, but then it brings something out in you. And it's a really beautiful holistic thing because when you live in a society or you have the money or whatever the case may be, you can buy a lifestyle for people to see you a certain way. Mm-hmm. You can buy a lifestyle where you have so much alone time and then when you're with people, they see you a certain way and everybody's at an arm's distance. Mm-hmm. But how much of the stuff in your heart and in your life is being dealt with, is being mm-hmm. stirred right. up? You know, again, I'm not saying everybody's living a bedroom in Hollywood and freaking, you know, crap in front of each other. I'm not saying that. What I am uh-huh. saying is that through this kind of community, it kind of causes you to kind of have to look at yourself mm-hmm. and look at the things that are in line and out of order, and you do a lot of growth. Mm-hmm. You have to do a lot of growth, and you experience a lot of grace and love through these kind of things. Yeah. So I'm yeah. really grateful when I look at that. Like, I mean, I'm so grateful. Even when I feel like, oh, man, I want some space, it's like such a small price to pay for what I get. Mm. Mm-hmm. For what I get is huge.
Yeah, I've learned yeah. so much from you girls.
Aww. I have. Love
I've
you.
Learned from you too, Cyril.
I love you so much.
I learned how to talk and like a prawn.
Yes, I learned that every moment can be a party. You just scrape the fun out of every friggin' situation. Just
all you have to do is...
Taxes, put on the disco light. Let's
that's
listen.
Right, that's right.
Listen, all you have to do to fully get the full our joy out of every moment is to basically put on a really good song like Rude Boy, and you dance to it while you are doing dishes or
stuff. Is that a female
stuff.
Schwarzenegger? Is that what
no,
you're doing?
No, we watched the movie... well, it's a hybrid.
It's a district... We're trying to do South Africa, but it's really
it's
bad, okay?
It's but
like
it's kind
Arnold.
Of a hybrid because
South Africa is hard to do.
Well, it's so hard to do.
South yeah. Africa, but it's quite like it's kind of South African, but then it's morphed into Summer Heights High,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
which is
yeah.
this Australian.
It's like Jonah Takaluka and stuff I can't miss.
Anyway,
yeah.
But look it up, Summer Heights High and
so very funny.
Anyway, that's
Chris
how we
Lilly, we love him.
Chris Lilly, so awesome. Yeah. But I guess what we're saying is that people are so quick to kind of turn their nose up and think that we're like this weird, you know, commune hippie people, but it's not that. It's just you know, you're living within your means, and yeah. and I feel like we've been so blessed because of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
It's like you really don't realize what you don't need, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and before Kara lived with us, I told Kara, I said, I really, besides my sister and maybe this one friend from college, right. I had never successfully lived with another female.
Really?
And I just was, and I don't know, I think it's because I wasn't good at confrontation and like mm-hmm. really talking things out. And so we just wouldn't talk and let things go until you finally blow up, mm-hmm. right? And so we're learning, you know, Kara's really good, obviously, at confronting everything. She's just a team,
no
right?
Fear.
Right? No fear. And she'll talk it through and be like sometimes I'll be like saying something halfway and she's like, Claire, what do you really mean? Okay, what are you really trying to say here? Yeah. All right? Do you want me to do such and such? I'm like, yes. Yes, you've got me.
You know,
but it's spring.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think cut through the bullshit, right?
Well, uh-huh. It's spring. I mean, there's. It's one thing if you do it out of a spirit of judgment or pissiness, but if you do it out of a spirit of love, or just like, you know, like I'm on your side. I'm a fan of Claire. You're a fan of me. Sarah's we're fans of Sarah, kind of.
Sarah's a fan of Sarah.
Sarah's a fan of Samantha. Sarah's a fan of Sarah. No, but just that you know, this spirit of love allows you to kind of, you know, have safety that if we disagree politically.
Exactly.
We disagree politically, or if we disagree with all the conversations we have, then we know that it's not a battle against the person. Mm-hmm. It's not a battle against the person. So I feel so blessed.
It's been really freeing for me, because I mean, Sarah will be like, "Well, are you afraid that I won't like you anymore if you tell me this?" And it's like about the stupidest little stuff, but it's like so hard for me to say sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's so silly, but
no,
it's good.
So now living so in close quarters and everything, I mean, are you guys aware of each other's masturbation habits and things like that?
Masturbation habits, yeah. We have to go on a steady rotation.
That's what I figured, you know?
You
know, get out of the house.
Get our jollies in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, girls, get out of the house. I need to take care of myself.
No, I think it's funny. Sarah calls it diddling.
That's more of a pedophilia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because I've never heard
like
the
diddling.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gross. But it's a horrible word.
I didn't know that.
Panties.
Oh, I don't think panties is...
Ooh.
You don't like
panties.
The word?
It's like pedophile talk.
Really?
Where's your panties, little girl?
Really? I like the word panties. I think it sounds dainty and pretty.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh,
when
no.
When you say it, it is.
Panties. I got new panties. Sarah bought me a bunch of really pretty panties.
Yeah, because she got tired of you using hers.
She bought me some pretty panties.
But wait a minute, you're changing the subject.
Oh,
I need
diddling.
To understand that. So when do you guys have time or place? I mean, you need some privacy.
This one's married.
Right?
Are you masturbating?
No.
Yeah, you don't need to.
I don't believe it.
She's
come
married.
Come on, come clean. So what?
I mean,
no.
So you think people
really...
get married,
you know,
and
what?
They stop?
Our what's neighbor. The point if you're gonna do it yourself? Why? I mean,
why
you're,
not?
I mean, listen. I'm thinking get married and work it out. I mean, just get your groove on. Like,
yeah,
you know,
but sometimes it's just they're not there, or really horny, and you know.
Our neighbors are getting enough action for all of us.
Oh my gosh,
oh my
we got some new neighbors.
Yeah.
And I don't wake up in the morning, but I woke up to moans.
And
yesterday.
It's not like sexy,
really?
Not the
good sex. It's not like they're in love kind of sex. It's like porn star knockoff sex. Like
it's like budget porn.
Hard.
It's like,
she's like, trying hard to sell it.
You can tell all
she
that
is,
just by the bones.
She needs some like, you know, Stella Adler or something.
Yeah. No.
She needs some good at acting.
No, because she's like, it's just, it sounds to me like old woman desperate kind of. She's like,
I'm guessing she's like in her 30s. I don't hear old woman.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is,
I've got a vision of her, and she's
I've got
like
a vision of
early
sex.
30s, really, probably really underweight, like really skinny, because she just sounds like not passionate.
Are you hearing her bones cracking,
you know,
or something?
Yeah, like this girl doesn't need, like.
No, I guess what I feel like is like what you said, she's trying to sell it so much that it doesn't sound real, and it doesn't sound like she feels good. Sounds painful.
Uh-huh.
And that to me, when I say old, it's more of like that desperate cougary feeling.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, oh, and we're so close.
And there's a cat that also...
the cat's in heat.
So it's like, you've got her going, oh.
No, it's deeper. It's like,
it's
like gorillas in the mist. It's like gorillas in the mist. I'm like, woman, make it... I'm like, if you're going to do it, make it sound sexy.
She's like, oh, baby.
No,
and then there's a cat that's
They go in sync. But tell everybody what she said the other day.
I'm hearing their pillow talk. I'm like, what the F? I don't want to hear this, man. It's creeping me out.
Yeah,
it's creepy.
I know.
When you've been
violated
you've been forced to be in someone's sexual experience and it's not even, and you're not enjoying it. And
that's abuse.
She's like, thank you.
And then get this. My husband the other day goes, well, at least you thanked him.
Yeah. You guys can hear the whole conversation there, huh?
We're hearing the pillow talk. I mean, so one day I yelled out there. I'm like, shut your window. Mm-hmm. And
which I don't think you should have yelled because we're loud.
We are loud, but you're not hearing that.
I know, but you're hearing all kinds of other stuff that we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Now, when your husband comes home, then you guys have to be really quiet, right? I mean, I would imagine you have paper thin walls. If you can hear the neighbors.
I've never ever heard.
You never heard.
We're kind of stealthy. I'm not gonna lie, but
they have to be.
They do leave. Yeah. They leave the apartment, and that works out well.
It's also like I've never heard them. Thank God. But yeah, I mean, if I did, it wouldn't like. Freak
it's like
me out.
Violating your children. I feel like they're like, you know, we're like mommy and daddy.
Not as much though, because like
no, yeah,
it's like there's something just really crazy.
creepy going on next door to us.
It's creepy.
You can hear like the slap of balls too. Sorry, but I had to. It's like, how are they so loud that I can hear ball slapping through the window?
Yeah, it's so weird because maybe nobody lived next door to us for the last 2 years that we've lived there. Like,
no, we've had people living
there. Are you sure?
They just didn't run a porn business.
No, I don't think that upper room, it's the upper room next door. I don't think it was rented. Mm. I think just recently it got rented, and that's why we're all of a sudden getting action.
And they watch Law and Order in rotation.
Law and Order all day long. Law and Order, gunk, then sex.
Day and night. And then they have sex at 4 a.m. It's gross.
I don't even like it at all one bit. But back to your masturbation question. I've been honest with you. I rarely masturbate. Yeah. I really do. I rarely do. And if I do it for everyone that's listening that gives a shit, it's alone in a shower. But I rarely. I'm talking like months and months and don't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I assume that much.
Yeah, but you've asked me, so yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you probably feel that God's watching you when you do it, huh?
I mean, I think He watches us whatever we do, even if we take a crap. Have you ever thought about that God's watching you when you're taking a crunch?
When you're like all sweaty and you're like,
do you think He really gives a shit?
Well, He's giving you a shit. He's letting you shit. My point is that God sees everything, so but I don't feel like He hates me or anything if I do it. I don't feel like He's mad.
There's nothing wrong with it. And I have news for you. Everybody masturbates, you know?
Oh, is that news? I never knew that, Sam.
Yeah, well.
Front page.
Yeah.
LA Times.
Sarah, we've never talked about it. Do
I masturbate?
Or like, how's
it going? I don't think she needs to.
You know what? I've tried a couple times. It really doesn't do it for me.
She gets orgasms. Can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
When she does crunches. This little crazy girl.
Sit-ups.
Yeah. Sit-ups.
I don't know. I would have the best kind of sit-up.
I'll be your personal trainer.
No, but there's a certain kind of, like, you know, sit-up where I don't know. It just gets the spot.
Wow.
It hits the spot. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When did you first realize this?
I don't know. When I was, like, 20, I started working out a lot more. And it's really like when you do the one where you're, like, suspended and you lift your legs. It's like the weight of your legs. That kind of, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, hits the G spot.
Did you
something.
Ever like? Were you ever working out and had a full blown orgasm? And
well, I don't think like it's really? I don't think it's full blown because
it's manageable.
It's manageable, but
it's not like.
But it is like.
Wow. This is a good crunch.
Yeah.
Like it's not like that.
No. I mean, it's a little bit like whoa. That took me out of reality for a second there.
Sure. Like what happened?
And then she
here?
Kept working
like,
out.
A little
She's
bit
like,
of eyes rolling back, but then I'm fine.
She's like that workout.
Her eyes rolling back.
Yeah, no, but it's good. It's fine. It, you know, I don't do it all the time. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, sit-ups.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I hear that some women can actually do it by crossing their legs. They can orgasm that
way.
What? Yeah. Do you know what
Kegels are? The muscles that women tighten. They're like an exercise to keep the vagina muscles tight. It's like an internal thing. I can't do those because they turn me on, and I'm in a grocery store. I don't want to get turned on right now. I can't be in my car and be like, have sweat dripping down my, you know, just because I'm doing some Kegels. I'm like, you know, I don't need to. I mean, you know, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. Whereas I know women do it and it's their exercise and it's good for your vagine, but I can't do it because I'll be like, you know.
Thank you.
That cat starts going.
Oh my gosh.
Man, the cat.
So you're all artists, right? Either singers, actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all singing, dancing, acting.
Yeah. So I mean, do you guys
some capacity.
Get gigs here and there and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like. Do you want my resume or?
No, not really. I mean,
Sarah's done a lot of stuff.
Sarah's the star.
Yeah.
You guys are stars tall.
That's really true.
Thanks, y'all.
No, everybody, you know, we've all had steady, you know, gigs and really
and
cool
there.
Stuff that's kept us going. And I think that's a really good sign when you're an artist and something, you know, when you're ready and you're on the verge of quitting, something comes up or you get LA Talk Radio gets gig. Top 50.
Trying to move
top
back
50
to Texas.
Top 50 webcasters.
Yeah.
And she keeps saying she's going to move back to Texas.
Congratulations, by the way. That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. We're so proud
it's
of you
huge.
Guys.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I know,
we were
amazing.
Thrilled.
It really is.
Yeah. Thanks, so cool. Yeah. I've always been.
And you see, it happened when Kara came around.
Oh, so
it's not a coincidence, I'm
Thanks,
sure.
Thanks, Sam. I was like, how the hell did I luck into this?
Thank
you, God.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's like when you're holding on by thread or something. I've always heard that. And when my friend, she said every time she's
planning her escape from LA, she's like, God, if you don't want me to go, you know, that then, and he provides something, like something cool, like she'll book a show or a commercial or something, and she's, you know, I mean, not that you could put God to the test, but I think it's really when you're at that breaking point and then something comes along. Like Sarah's had some cool stuff the last minute where she's like running out of savings, and then what happened, Sarah?
Oh, a cartoon series I was on in Canada got picked up for second season.
Nice.
So isn't that cool? Yeah. Voiceover.
I had a certain amount of money when I moved down here, and I can only work in the entertainment industry because of my visa, because I'm from Canada, blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right.
The point is that something has always come up to keep me going, and I just feel like, you know, it's really confirmed that I'm in the right place. And
right.
I think, you know, when the doors all shut and slam in your face and there's just no sort of like, you know, anything opening up, right. I think it's like, that's how you know it's, you know, this isn't the right place for you.
Right.
But, you know, I feel like, yeah, you know.
You feel blessed.
I feel blessed. I do. I can't lie. It's
wonderful. Yeah.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Too blessed to be stressed.
But also, Sarah, you got a really cool gig come up. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. A short film I made called Planet Sun is in the L.A. Comedy Shorts Film Festival, which is going to be downtown L.A. Mm-hmm. And
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of the sponsors of Funny or Die, and a lot of the panels from, you know, Mad TV and Saturday Night Live and all that stuff.
And isn't Jane Finch going to be there?
Like, Jane Finch is going to be the opening night thing.
Is it Jane Finch or Jane Lynch?
Jane Lynch.
Just playing.
I'm a big fan of you,
like,
Jane.
Who's Jane Finch?
Yeah, she's Mexican equivalent to Jane Lynch. She does that show, Glum. It's a really great comedy show.
No, anyway. She's awesome. I met her.
I
served her coffee one time. We go way back. No, but she's so cool, though. She was really laid back. I was like, oh, I love you. You're awesome. She's like, oh, cool, thanks.
Yeah, she seems so, like, you know, just... She's like
she could throw down with us.
I'll tell you the celebrities I've met that I've had conversations with that are cool. Obviously, Jane Lynch is one, but that was a small one. But Kathy Griffin, she is just so humble and so awesome and nice and just amazing.
Really?
And we had a comedy conversation about women in comedy, and she said,
aww,
you know, we talked about it, and she goes, you know, because I told her, you know, I do stand-up comedy and stuff. She goes, yeah, they say it's gotten better for women, but she goes, I think it's just as bad as it's ever been. And basically that women have to work harder, and that, you know, it's like a quota. They've got their one or two women, and then they don't need more women. It's like it works for you and against you at the same time. And
right.
And just, but she is really just so, so awesome and approachable and really, really cool. Vivica A. Fox, super
love
cool.
Her.
Actually had kind of lunch with her one time. She sat with us at the California Pizza Kitchen after she just went shopping for clothes. Showed us the clothes she bought. She's like so cool. I mean, like one of the stars in Kill Bill, just hanging out, showing us her new BCBG clothes she got or something.
BCBG.
She's really cool. It's fun when you meet celebrities that are just like, yeah, I'm just normal.
Yeah.
You know, really cool people. So
The other night we saw Matthew Perry across the way.
Oh, I saw that on your update.
Yeah, we were at Jerry's Deli up here.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he was sitting across, and I told my wife, I said, he looks familiar, but, and then we forgot his name, right? So, but then she like looks over, she says, it is him. It is him.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
Yeah, he was there with a hot chick too, you know?
I mean, oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, we love the Gelson's nearby. It's scary to go to Gelson's without makeup, even though we do all the time, but we call it celebrity Gelson's.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because you never know who you're going to run into, literally.
Really?
You've got Tate Donovan, we've got Christina Ricci. The other day,
Adam Levine from Maroon 5. My friend is a huge fan.
You helped him find Chunky Monkey or something like that.
Yeah, he was with some hot skinny girl, and they were like, oh, we're gonna have a hot date. Let's go get some ice cream. And I was like, what is he doing?
It was like midnight.
Anyway, they couldn't find the ice cream they wanted, and I was standing right there. I was like, it's right here, okay? He's like, wow, you knew exactly where it was. I'm like, yeah, I did.
You're like, anyway. I saw someone buy it once.
I've always thought about what it tastes like. So anyway, if you ever want to be with like a, if you ever be with a woman that knows her food, just get rid of this whatever she is.
And of course, I was looking like total trash. I was toe up. I was like, oh, damn it. And Adam Levine standing right behind me in line buying his ice cream.
And our really good friend Karen was there, and
who always looks good.
And she like, that's her band. That's like who she wants to like, you know, marry up with. So she got a picture with him there.
Instantly. Aww, on Facebook.
Yeah, he lives around the corner from us. So apparently does Brad Pitt. He has a house.
Really?
Somewhere up in like the Los Feliz area, because I've had paparazzi asking me stuff.
I've seen Eva Mendez at the Daily Planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's his name? Robin Williams met him. And our favorite British actors from Little Britain, David Walliams.
Misha Barton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I sat next to Misha Barton one time at Tayo.
Mm-hmm.
Her crazy
dogs.
But
it's interesting, like, the celebrity thing in L.A., because when you're a tourist, it's like it's fun and it's exciting. But when you live here, it's this weird thing where, because you see more actors that you recognize, but they're not stars, so you don't remember their name.
Yeah.
And it takes you a second where you think you've met them. Or you think you know them from something.
Right,
from
somewhere. And I always say hi. Yeah.
I've actually talked to a guy who was like on CSI or something. I'm like, hey, where did I meet you before? I did that thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, no, I remember that time. He's like, no, I'm on TV.
That's funny.
Okay, cool. Anyway, keep it real.
But that's why I love our neighborhood, because it's so chillaxed, however you want to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, people are just real there. But at the same time, so you have, it's a good intermingling of all the...
I don't know about real, but, you know, it's
well,
a little more
you know
laid
what I'm
back,
saying.
A little more
We've got
back.
The false eyelashes, but we're still real.
Well, I went to the Oaks, which is a new store by our house. It's a coffee shop, and I was doing some work there yesterday. And I was smack dab between two different conversations on both sides. And these two guys on the left are both started different. I've got a new leather handbag line for women. And this guy's like, yeah, I sent him a gift basket. He's promoting my T-shirt line. And they're wheeling and dealing, and they got the Blackberries out. And then to my right, we got two guys that are talking politics. And one guy's going to buy waterfront property on New Zealand because he's tired of the government here. And he's
wow.
going to leave. And I'm sitting here going, and I'm just, you know, trying to change the world on my computer. And I'm sitting here listening to these two conversations. Oh, then Jamie Kennedy. You guys know the Kennedy. Yeah. Jamie Kennedy sits right in front of me. And he's got his shades on, looking like he had a hard night.
Tate helped him keep his laptop one time.
Oh, really?
He, like, sat next to us at dinner and, like, left. And his laptop was still there. And my husband's all like, dun, 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 dun. Grab the laptop. Jamie Kennedy, here you go.
Yeah, yeah. But the funny thing is, I'm sitting there going, there's so many damn movers and shakers that it's to the max, that it's interesting, the buzz it creates, it's fun, but also the anxiety. Mm. It's just everybody's like, I gotta get this done, and it's in the air, and it's over you, and it's around you, and you're hearing these conversations of the next deal being made, or the la la la. It's just so, it's interesting and it's fun, but it's also like this weird kind of hype that you're like, ugh. You know, you go back home, it's not what's going on.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, it is different here. I mean,
it is
a
different.
Lot of,
and I
a
like
lot
it.
Going on in this town, you know?
And I love our neighborhood.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I really
Yay,
do.
Yay, birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Mary that runs birds.
Oh, my gosh. She's so awesome. Do Kay. You love your neighborhood, Sam?
My neighborhood's like right here.
I know. It's like right
but
here.
But, yeah, it's a lot of things are within walking distance, so it's pretty cool. You know, there's a few good restaurants here.
Yeah.
And some ice cream place. Have you had Menchie's before?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've never had it.
Menchie's.
Anybody, they must definitely put something in there, because everybody who's ever had it can't stop thinking about it or talking about it.
Yeah. Hmm. People like Pinkberries, too, a lot. You know,
Pinkberry's a different froyo experience.
Right.
Menchie's, it's like you want to get down with some brownie bits and chocolate syrup and cake
exactly.
batter froyo. And then
a different flavor of ice cream, too, you know?
Yum. Mm.
And then Pinkberry's like, let's do something light.
Yeah, I know. Pinkberry's like, there's only like four or five toppings you can choose from, you know? But, yeah, I like them with the gummy bears and stuff at Menchie's. You
gummy
know?
Bears?
I love gummy bears. Sure, I got on a kick of gummy bears a couple months ago, and I couldn't stop.
Oh, no. Cute, he's riding the jelly dragon.
Yeah. But no, then I noticed I'm gaining weight from all that.
Oh,
so
man,
I
love some good froyo, though.
Yeah. Mm.
Froyo, you know.
Froyo.
And if you don't know, now you fro know.
Whatever. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in 923-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Above and beyond, above and beyond, above and beyond, above and beyond.
your phone and jump in on the conversation. Dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815 and get in on the fun. Now, let's get back to Sam and Karen in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
And the people you're hearing laughing are Kara's roommates.
A crazy, crazy roommate.
It's
gotta be young. What you doing?
I thought it said I gotta be young.
What you doing?
I thought it was something like LA, I gotta be young.
You know what? I thought
it is above and beyond.
Yeah. Oh. You know what I thought Little Red Corvette was when I was a kid?
Oh, this is funny.
I thought it was Spirit, come back. Baby, I got your number. Little Red Corvette. Little Red Corvette. You know the Prince song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just didn't recognize the tune. It didn't sound like whatever.
He was like, yeah,
Spirit,
it didn't sound like it.
Come back.
Have you guys ever been on a misheard or I think it's misheard lyrics?
Uh-uh.
You go on like YouTube and you punch it in. And there's that song, Maya he, Maya ha, Maya ho, Maya ha ha. And it's like, they have what it sounds like, because I think it's a Romanian song, but then it'll have pictures of what they think it's saying in English, and it's like, J'adore, Paris Hilton, and then it's like something about getting an A+. I don't know. I'm not saying it very well.
Looking up Kara. I don't know.
Waiting for the punchline, but there's no punchline here. You should just look it up.
Is it like what they're pretending they think it?
Yeah, it's like what you think it's saying, and it has little pictures that go with it.
Oh, that's funny.
It's really funny if you look it up.
I saw this clip from like Filipina American Idol. Like, you know, like Idol, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like she was trying to sing this Mariah Carey song, Vision of Love, actually, it was like she was doing the English version, but of course she doesn't speak English, so it's like just all syllables and, you know, phonetics, so she's just trying to sing it phonetically, and it's like so off, but hilarious.
Was it it wasn't Charisse Pimpenko, was it?
Maybe it was.
She does it really well. That little girl that won?
Yeah, that's, yeah, she's
and then
good.
She was on Oprah.
Oh, maybe it's, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. I thought it was Filipino.
I'm going to play you a song, a clip of a song. I want to see if you guys can figure out who sings this, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. I don't know if you've heard it before,
here we go.
But you probably haven't.
Oh.
Bob Marley? Bob Marley,
right? Yeah, Bob.
I can't hear any singing, though.
Wait, wait for the singing.
But it's a famous song.
Yeah, you already gave your guess. Now it's my turn.
Piece of shit car. Oh. I got a piece of shit car. Got four in my little shit. Give up gets me very fun. My car's a big piece of shit. Cause these shocks are fucking shot.
Adam Sandler.
In my seatbelt, fucking broken.
She's had sight. She knows her all of her. I was like a
13-year-old
boy. I hung out with all boys in grades, you know.
Really?
8 through 12, so.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like you said you were a 13-year-old boy for a second.
I kind of was. I was. I hung out with only guys in high school, so they'd play me all their Adam Sandler.
You know, some lucky guys.
I love this
Not
song.
Not at the time.
Man.
No, they weren't.
Whatever. They didn't know it.
No, I was kind of... I went through an awkward phase, is what I'm saying.
Hey, who didn't?
Still coming
Where's
out
that? I normally wouldn't want to hear this song, but it was really funny, and they're going to like it. Do you have the vagina one?
The camel toe song?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Play it! You guys are going to like this.
Yeah, this is a good song, you know?
Oh, man.
And there's a video to go with it, but you can't see it now, so we'll just kind of play it.
Who did this song?
Who?
I don't know who. Hootie Doo?
Oh, that's somebody from the station or something. Somebody did it.
No, it's not. It's from somewhere else. But why is it not playing?
Oh, my gosh.
We should make up one about Moose Knuckle.
What? What's Moose Knuckle?
You know what it is. You've
no, I don't.
It.
What?
When a guy's pants are too tight.
That's funny. I've never heard that before.
Claire, where did you
David
hear
Bowie
that?
David Bowie was rocking the Moose Knuckle in Labyrinth. Remember
you
that?
You know, I thought I made it up, but I don't know. It was during Scarlet Pimpernel, and one time one of the guys, because you know the guys were wearing those old school outfits.
Yeah.
And it was just like, everything was kind of... Here we go.
Push it. Push it real good.
You're a beautiful girl.
and your pants are on so tight that when you stand just right, I can see it all. When you're on the beach and your bikini's soaking wet, I see a fuzzy silhouette as I look down below. I see your camel toe. Your biscuit, your beavage, I see your cooter cleavage. Your monkey, your muffin, you ain't hiding nothing. Your Gucci, your flapper, you're showing off your snapper. Your camel toe, it looks alright, so baby let it show. Looks like a big taco. I see your camel toe. My dad, voila le bearded clown. For a sideways sloppy joe, or a tuna casserole, baby, don't you know? I never thought I'd see so much of your anatomy. Your jeans are so tight, I'm learning gynecology. I see your camel toe. Your vulva, ooh, you know I love her. Your denda, vagina, nothing could be finer. It's furry, it's fluffy, looking kind of puffy. Your camel toe, it looks alright, so baby let it show. Looks like a big taco. I see your camel toe.
Sing it, Sam.
Sing it out loud.
Hold on, let me ask you, Sam. Do guys, if they see a camel toe, is it erotic or is it like gross to them?
It depends where, what girl you see it on.
Oh, okay. Because one time I was with a boyfriend and we were at a bar and I was leaned a certain way and my pants were tight. And he like was staring and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I was looking down there. And he's like, and I could see. Oh. And he said what he could see. I was like, yeah. I was like, it's like a gross thing. But he like liked it. But here's the thing. The other day at the bachelor, we were getting ready for the bachelor party.
Yeah.
We were showing, I think I showed one of my friends my panties. I was like, oh, look at my panties. They're cute because they're the ones with the ruffles. And
panties with ruffles?
Yeah. And then.
Really?
Our friend. She's leaning back like this. She's like, oh, my panties look good too. And she lifted up her skirt, but she was leaning back, and It was this mile long vagina crease. It looked all like folded in a long, like a yardstick length of like a vagina line. And I was like, don't do that. Like, don't show people that part of your panties. Like, you do the butt part or something. You don't lean back and stretch it out and be like.
Men are not that picky. Maybe it didn't tickle your fancy.
You know what's
sure.
Gross is when men become connoisseurs. Like, I was talking to this one dude and he was like, yeah, I don't like it when they're like a squid and all the bits are hanging out. I'm like, oh. I didn't even know that much about the variety available.
Yeah.
When it's too, when they become like, that's because when it does objectify women, it's like they're built into parts. They're not a whole person. It's like, I want this on this and I want this on that. And it's like, wait a minute.
It's kind of bourgeois. It's kind of like, I prefer a vagina with a nice cleft to it, to be folded a certain way.
Nice salmon shoe.
I'm like, ooh.
Well, I'm sure you guys have preferences for penises, too. You know, I mean, come on.
No, I don't.
It's like you'll take any.
I like it when it smells good.
Well, you know, I hear these commercials where they're like, size. She's like, I live in a college dorm, and believe me, guys, size matters. I'm like,
oh, come on.
I've never had that conversation with my girlfriends where we're like, oh, don't you just hate it when...
You don't want it to be microscopic. I mean,
well,
that's
an abnormality.
Sure.
Yeah,
but you want your basic middle... You want your basic middle run-of-the-mill penal
and
penis.
And if it's a plus size, well, you know, bonus for you, but big deal.
I guess,
you know.
I mean,
but
nobody wants a big horse dog.
Yeah. But then, Sarah, to be fair, I mean, you've never tried it, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't know.
Well, that's fair, Sam. But to be honest, I just think, you know, I've been around I have a lot of girlfriends, and I've been in a lot of conversations with all sorts of different types of women. And There's not a lot that are sitting around going, oh, you know, let's not Sex in the City.
Give me
up
a big chunky dong.
Yeah, it's like the whole Sex in the City thing. It doesn't. I don't hear that conversation very often with girlfriends.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of Sex in the City about, you know, letting it all hang out that
we're talking about
penis.
Them talking, you know, comparing penis sizes and Mr. Big and blah blah blah. Like that doesn't really happen a whole lot in women conversations.
I don't think so either. Yeah, and it's funny taking it to like lyrics and like a lot of like. Some of our favorite songs too. You listen to the lyrics of these like these girls, these pop singers, and you're like, you know, a man wrote those lyrics because women like the one of the songs that we love, which is "Rude Boy." Go, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? She's saying, can you get it up? Are you big enough? And she's like, tonight I'm gonna let you be the captain. Tonight I'm gonna let you work harder. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Now I'm like, and it's a great song. We love it. But lyrically speaking, women don't talk that way. I would never go, hey, rude boy, can you get it up? Hey, rude boy, is you big enough? Like, it's a challenge to his manhood, and it's like, women don't talk like that. You know, it's not sexy. It's not even sexy. It's just this weird...
Well, they
weird...
may not talk, but I think many women have preferences for certain sizes. And
really?
Yeah, I do.
I think women have preferences in a lot of different ways.
I've talked to one friend in my acting class.
Well, I've heard women talk about, like, if they've been with somebody that was way too small, and or they couldn't feel it. Yeah. But I feel like a lot of it's the way it's worked.
Yeah.
It's how you use the equipment that I think is...
So you think it's mostly those porn stars that discuss this stuff, right?
I'm not gonna, you know, categorize
because
it as...
they talk about it all the time.
Well, that's their business. Their trade is sex, so it's different. It's not like a sexuality where you're really using it because of you're connecting with somebody. That is their business. So, I mean, I don't really know
how to... different
It's different. I'm sure they talk about it on a whole different level that I can't relate to.
Yeah, well, it's just like everything else in our society. It becomes like a competition and something you can achieve. Are you good in bed? All that kind of stuff. It becomes like kind of a, you know, a cachet.
We used to make fun of it in Houston. We had the year of the big penis, and it was the year of the small penis. And, like, that was our joke, like, in conversation, you'd always try to throw in, oh, big dick, you know, comment. And so then we...
like the Pee Wee Herman word of the
day. Yeah, exactly. But we'd change it every other year. It's like, now this year it's, like, cool to have a small one.
I guess. I don't know. I just think I agree with what you're saying about, you know, I just think there's a lot of misinterpretation, especially when it comes to writing movies, writing music.
Yeah.
Even, you know, Sex and City, there's a lot of stuff that is just not realistic, and it's not even like amped up fantasy. It's just inaccurate.
I watched, you know, He's Just Not That Into You, and I couldn't relate to a lot of it. I don't know. And, you know, there's just a lot of romantic comedies as a whole are just so out of touch with, I think, what real women
But you got to remember, experience. These are films, you know? I mean, these are movies.
Well, no, I understand
and they
that.
They are written by older men.
Well, that's the point.
That's the point, Sam.
Is that they're out of touch. It's not that we don't want fantasy too, or that we don't want to go to a movie and escape. It's just, it's not even, they're rewriting how women are. It's like, we're going to make women out to be this. It's like, they're not even, that's not even accurate. I mean, it's one thing to do a fantasy and it's like, it's all fiction. I get that. You know, you want to go to a movie to escape, but a lot of it's written from a man's perspective of what he thinks a woman feels like or looks like or should be, and it's playing into something and women play into it because they're taught, well, you know, and I know friends of mine who've said sexually, they're like, I don't know how, he goes, they don't like to be with these women that is like, it's like, you know, do they have a porn collection? You get in bed with them and they're doing this like, give it to me, and he's like, this weird kind of programmed response that's not authentic to the experience, and that there's so much of this women getting off by trying to be what they think the man wants them to be, but all of it's inaccurate and inauthentic, you know, and it's not real responses and real reactions. And I guess what I'm saying is there's a lot of women that are not tapped into entertainment wise in a lot of ways where the real essence of women is totally lost.
Right. You know? I mean, you can tell when a movie was written by a woman, you know, or directed by a woman and stuff.
Like Juno.
There are different things. So I do agree with you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I watched The Hangover and I'm relating more with that than like, you know, whatever that
27 Dresses.
Or The Ugly Truth. The Ugly Truth. There was nothing or truthful about that whole movie. It was so boring.
Yeah, it was.
So boring.
Yeah. Who was in it? I never heard of it.
Catherine
Heigl and
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who sometimes
so
I
that
look
was like a romantic comedy, right?
Yeah, and they crank them out. Hollywood cranks them out all the time. And, you know, you've got ghosts of girlfriends past, You name it.
Yeah, a lot of garbage stuff.
Just a lot of garbage. Yeah. And it's like women get these crappy films, and that's, you know,
Maid of Honor.
You know, here you go, women. Go out and enjoy yourselves at the movies. Well, you know, I like a good chick flick, but they're just not coming up with them. There's no pretty women of, like, you know, our generation. Or, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why a lot of big name star women will do, like, really big time indie films if it's a good, strong female role. Mm-hmm. You know? Because they're looking for that. It's hard to find good female roles you can sink your teeth into sometimes.
Oh yeah, very far, you know? Few and far between.
Yeah.
I mean, I was noticing, you know, there's not a lot of women that first of all, you know, are their support, like they're the main feature, and the, like there's not a lot of lead women that are you know, toeing the line for the movie. There's not a lot of that.
Right.
Where they're the main thing. And I've started looking at all these dumb little like kiddie movies that are coming out where it's like the one that's the 10, the one that's just out, what's it called?
She's out of my league.
She's out of my league. And there's this guy who's maybe played a bunch of side characters and a bunch of, like, you know, supporting roles, and he's quirky and funny or whatever, but he's not even a leading man. And I'm like, this douchebag, and he's probably not a douchebag and he's probably great, but my point is this douchebag gets to freaking lead a movie, and they're taking their risk on him, the investors are, versus, and then if one woman, like, oh my gosh, we've got Nicole Kidman leading a movie, and it's like, that's what you have to be at that level,
Cameron Diaz.
As a woman, or Cameron Diaz, you have to be at that level to be the lead, to get the people to come out to see the movie, or to get those parts. Where it's like douchebag number five is like, oh, quirky comedy about guys wanting to be blah blah blah, and he's, you know, getting to be. It's like you see all of this, these weird, like, you know,
quirky's in.
I made like a short film, you know, in hopes of pitching a full-length feature about, you know, two women, and everyone's like, oh, like Romy Michelle, because that's all they've got to compare it to.
Yeah.
So no matter, you
but
know,
I think it's a good comparison.
Not that I don't like Romy and Michelle. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's not my point, though. It's a good comparison, but it's like the only comparison, because
exactly.
There's no other, you know, quirky, offbeat two women starring in a movie.
Exactly.
Like, where else does that happen? Nowhere.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
One movie.
Yeah.
The last, you know,
like a Julia and Julia type of a movie.
I mean, there's
yeah, that's right. What I was gonna say. Yeah. Thelma and Louise.
Well, there's some, you know, it's indie artist movies like Sunshine Cleaners, which unfortunately was a sleeper, but was a good movie.
I didn't see it at all.
I've never heard of it.
It got great reviews, but you know, just box office didn't do great on it. And it's just.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna bitch about it. I'm just saying, I think it's funny that, you know, people are like, Romy Michelle? Like,
well, it's even more than that. It's one of those things where they're almost like, it's like uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
They're uncomfortable that women are being characters, and they're putting down the pretty card to actually play a character, and they're doing it so well and so ugly, you know? I mean, it's not attractive, but it's funny that it really stresses out people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We got a phone call, folks.
Okay.
Let me interrupt here. Good morning. Hi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Miha here.
Hey, Miha. How you doing?
Hello.
Everything okay yourself?
Good. No. Miha is calling us from Slovenia, believe it or not.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Right?
Do you guys know where that is?
Yeah. Eastern Europe?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's next to the border to Italy.
Yeah, you see.
Okay.
All right. Well, when can we come visit?
Yeah. And what kind of food are we dealing with? Because we're really food driven.
Every American business partners that we get here don't want to leave because of the food. It's
really?
A mixture between Italian and Balkan food. It's delicious.
Man, is that the ocean outside?
It's.
What is that? I hear.
Maybe there's a car passing by or something.
No. I'm in my office. It's nobody there.
Okay.
I think it's maybe my headphones because they're not setting correctly.
Okay, that's fine.
We're going to pretend.
So, Miha has been like a fan of the show for a long time. I mean, a couple of years or so.
Wow.
And he always writes and everything. He loves the show.
Oh, wow.
And that's so.
Nice to meet you, Miha.
Nice to meet you, too. I said to myself that I must call in to introduce myself because I rarely get a chance to catch you guys live because of the time difference.
Wow. What time are we dealing with over there?
Here it's 7:30 p.m.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you're from the future. You're from the future, Miha.
Yeah, 9 hours ahead.
Tell me what to do today and what not to do.
was a lovely day today, sunny, 20 degrees Celsius plus, and it was a very nice day.
Sounds nice.
Really?
Yeah, sounds
so,
great.
Miha, what's the deal? How's life over there? Are you married, rocking the kids? What's up?
No, I'm not married yet. I have a girlfriend for the past 7 years, and she wants to get married, but we're just waiting for the right moment.
Are you getting the 7-year itch?
No, everything is okay. We are perfect together. She's really the love of my life. But I don't know. I don't feel like being old enough to get married.
Okay. Really? How old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you still got
a couple more years to ripen. How old is she?
She's 26.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, she's right there, too. Yeah, just give a couple more years, and you guys will be ready.
Yeah, you're at a perfect age. But, you know, don't wait much past 30, because then, you know, you become like an old parent.
Yes, I know, because I see the kids today when parents bring them to school and the teacher asks, oh, did your grandmother bring you today? But actually it's a mother, which is
that'll piss a woman off. That'll piss her right off.
That's a bad day.
I know, but in the past, also here, moms were very young, but now in this lifestyle, a lot of girls wait until 30, 35, something like this.
Oh, yeah, same with L.A., New York.
Yeah.
Not Texas, though.
No, not Texas, which is where we're from, Miha.
So in Texas, they get married early?
Oh, yeah. You start your ripe age of 15.
Whatever. No, I'm just saying, if you're not married by the time you... If you don't have your MRS degree by the time you graduate college, it's awkward.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What Claire said, you know, Claire was telling us that growing up, because you didn't get married till 26 or 27.
27, and that was like a freaking old maid.
But she said everybody was like, what's wrong with you? I've got somebody to hook you up with.
No, I was at church one time, and this guy came up to me. He's like, somebody's missing out on their blessing. I was like, oh, what does that mean?
It's like crazy, like, it's like crazy pervert church talk. Too.
Yeah,
it's like, we're going to hide behind church to be like, I think
I'm wearing my choir robe, and he's like looking at me all dirty. I'm like, come on now. I'm like fully covered. Yeah. Awkward.
Miha, how are women there? Is that, or sex in general, is it pretty conservative there? Or
it used to be very conservative, but now with our generation, for example, marrying and stuff, like my schoolmates from middle school or from high school, I think that only 3 or 4 of them have kids, and it was a class of 35 people. So I think that it's changing. It's changing to similar than it's in LA. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I think it's similar. Just girls here are a little bit more shy and closed until they get drunk a little bit, but then they go crazy.
There you go. Sounds like girls in LA.
So what are you thinking about that? What is this? I don't know how long you were listening to the conversation, but did the girl information, did it freak you out? Was it too much?
No, because just a matter of fact, I also wrote Sam on Skype. Today, I was riding around my car and I listened to an archives.
Oh,
and
you did?
It was a show from 2008. Mm-hmm. And Sam had 2 guests in the studio.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the show, Sam?
Yes, you just wrote to me who the guests were. Yeah, that was a pretty dirty show, that one.
Yeah, it was a pretty dirty show. And the girls there were saying completely opposite of what you girls were.
Oh, Nick, really? They talk about dicks all the time.
About penis size.
Yeah, we had like.
And they masturbate all the time.
In fact, that guy, I ended up seeing him on Sex Addicts, that Sex Addict show with Dr. Drew.
Oh my gosh, really?
And
there you go,
yeah,
Sam.
Signing up. And this guy, yeah, he was hitting on the co-host the whole time and bragging about his conquests and stuff, you know. And then I end up seeing him on TV a couple of years later, you know, on Sex Addicts, whatever.
I've never seen that show, but I love it. I think I would be so fascinated.
Yeah. Sarah, what are you trying to say?
I love it all. I love Hoarders. I love Rehab.
Really?
I love
Celebrity Rehab.
Intervention, actually. I love that. All those like psychological shows I just find fascinating.
So you watch like Dr. Phil and stuff?
I used to. He's gotten trashy now.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't wear a tie anymore?
He looks like a pedophile, that guy.
You know, when the problems become like... you know, hey, my husband,
my husband stole my blow dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be pissed about that, huh, Kara?
Mm-hmm. My husband stole my blow dryer, beat me with my blow dryer, then stole it.
Yeah.
It's also here in Europe, the reality shows and this kind of TV is getting very popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And in my opinion, it really destroyed the bad program that we had before.
Yeah.
So it's even worse.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, unfortunately, I mean, I totally agree with you. I think, and I'm guilty pleasure with a couple of those shows, not going to lie. But
more than
it's,
a couple.
but no, it's definitely like there's some decline in it. It's like there's a decline. I don't know.
But the problem is that when you start watching, you really fall in and you need to watch it and you want to watch it. This is the thing that I hate the most.
Yep. Yeah, it
because
sucks
we had
you
here
in.
It does. Last season during the winter, we had a kind of a celebrity farm. And it looked like this, like 20 Slovenian celebrities went on a farm and they had to do their own food, their own washing. They didn't have soap and things like that. Uh-huh. And they really almost killed each other after.
That sounds great though. Where can I find this show?
Yeah, move to Slovenia.
I thought that you would understand it.
Sounds like our house.
Oh, that's true.
Well, Miha, thank you so much for calling, my friend.
Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to say that you guys really rock. I would like to call in more often, but I don't really get the time because usually I listen on my iPod.
Right. And he downloads your shows. He listens in the iPod.
Thanks,
and,
Miha.
He actually posted a video of him driving in the snow and us playing in the background in his car.
Oh, really?
Which was really cool. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, wow, because I was watching at Sam's photos, and it was like palms and sandy beaches, and here was half a meter of snow, and then I made a little video. It was just like ironically funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool, Miha.
You're great.
Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Okay, nice to meet you.
I love your accent.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Miha.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's sweet.
Yeah, that was so sweet.
Yeah, he's
it's a
really
trip,
cool
man,
guy.
When you talk to Pete. You're like, you're talking on here, and then like somebody's like, yes, I'm calling from Siberia, and hanging out with a bear right now, but I want to say shout out to my... You know what I mean? It's just like...
It is,
I love
so
that
cool,
about
you know?
This show.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
That's what I like. You know, internet radio for you, you know?
International.
Yes.
Love it.
That's
absolutely
so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's it's fun to hear when you get response. Even if it is angry, I'll take it too. Because you're like, okay, yeah, other people are listening. You know, it's not just good old Sam and I, even though I love him to death. But sometimes it's cool to know.
Oh, that's sweet.
No, I do. I love me some Sam Bone.
Yeah.
Sam Bone, gonna walk a level. Sam Bone, gonna walk a level.
See, I told her that should be my porn name, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a dirty thing. I said, not a dirty thing. It Sam, do you feel dirty deprived since I've been on the show, since we haven't had any porn stars?
Dirty deprived. Dirty deprived.
Well, no, the reason we haven't had them is not because of you.
Okay,
it's just
good.
That because the resources have dried up pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah,
they have.
We used to get a steady, our steady amount of porn stars and stuff. But what happened is the guy that used to send them to us now has his own show.
Okay.
So he brings them to his own show.
Well, He's you know, we're bringing hoarder. God. We're bringing God in here. And
there you go.
As long
there
as you're
you
cool
go.
With that.
Controversial.
I'm fine. No, and we talked about masturbation today.
Yeah, I'll go there a bit with
vaginas
you.
Vaginas and everything.
Yeah, we had a vagina
Vaseline,
song on. I mean,
Vaseline.
We've called it Vaseline now is the new word.
Vaseline?
Yeah, I like Vaseline.
Claire's going to have some Vaseline
like
business
Brangelina.
Going on later.
Oh, yeah, it's time for a wax.
Claire's going to get what done?
Wax.
Are you going to go to Cocktail Wax again?
Oh, that's a great place. They, like, totally booze you up and before they rip your...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, but you know what? The girls are kind of young, and it's awkward.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather go... I love the Russians. They come in, they're like, oh, you know, I give you masterpiece. And you're just like, you're spread eagle, and it's like, it's perfect. I love it. There's something right about these awesome Russian ladies.
Yeah.
It's ripping.
I can just imagine the position you have to be in for them to wax you and
I'm
stuff.
Sure
I mean,
you can,
that's
man.
Not a... it's not. No, I mean, but it's not a pleasant... I mean, you're pretty vulnerable, right? Lying there like that.
Yes.
It's like
sure.
being in stirrups at the gynecologist. Mm-hmm. You know?
I've never done either of those.
Really?
It's really bad, isn't
you
it?
You haven't done the stirrups?
No, I know. I get lots of judgment.
Oh, right.
But,
that's right. I remember now. She tried. You did try.
I did try. I got there to the free clinic in the valley, whatever. It's like, let's give this thing a go. And I said, listen, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm like, so. I'll pee into a cup. Anything.
No, you did like a swab.
I did a swab. I was like, if you can't figure it out from a swab, then I can't help you.
So she like
and
stuck
he was laughing at me too. I'm like, I don't think you're allowed to smile if you're a male gynecologist ever in a meeting.
In a free clinic?
No. Yeah. I'm like, why are you doing this for free?
I don't even
something
know.
Something sneaky about this.
I just don't know why men even go or people go into the gynecologist. We talked about the gynecologist thing and.
Yeah.
And I mean, I only went that. I mean, that was my first time. Was recently, like a year ago. And I mean, there's the sheet. You don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, another chick walks in, and she's looking, and you're like, "Why are you here? You want a free show? What's going on?" Apparently, there has to be a woman in there.
Oh yeah.
And he's down there, and it just slips it in, and then pinch, crank, 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 opens it up, mm-hmm. and you've never felt it open like that, and it feels
not good.
And there's a pinch there, and yeah. so you're like, it's a very tender area, so you're like, why is it pinching, and what is it pinching?
Right. Yeah.
And it's and they get up in there, and I'm like, we need to make this quick. We need to get out. I had sweat. I had sweat on my forehead.
Really?
I had sweat.
Now, Sarah, what if you picked a female gynecologist? That wouldn't work?
Yeah, no, I think what I'm going to do is when I go back to Canada, I'm going to go to a frills gynecologist where you get all the frills, and they heat up the stirrup, and they heat up the everything. And that's right. I'm going to do a right good in Canada.
They have, like, Barry White going on the back.
Oh, yeah. Like, cash in on my free healthcare. Holla!
Get them to poke around there and, you know, give you some free tampa-lamps afterwards or whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, he lubed me up.
He gave you the no-frills budget version, didn't he?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think I told you this, but, you know, he basically gave me a lubalanche. He just lubed it all up. I've never been that lubed up. And then I didn't wear panties, whatever. Anyway, and he's like, okay, you can clean up, you can put your clothes on now. And I'm like, I have like this thing going on here. I've got like a leaky faucet. I got stuck. I got like I need like a water hose or something. Yeah. And he just left. So I found not towels, but paper towels. And I was like, I just felt so nasty. I was like, I don't know what this foreign goo is. It was traumatic. It's a traumatic feeling. Mm-hmm. So, but I guess waxing, you know, they're about the same, huh?
No, waxing's a pain for sure, but it's worth it.
Do you get Brazilian?
No, not the everything.
No, but you get
the
butt
cheek. I do the porn star strip.
But you get the butt cheek area, right? You get that.
Well, yeah, that's nice.
Get some butt hairs yanked out.
You know, they always do that last, and by the time they get to that area, you're like, oh, it's no sweat.
Yeah.
Because,
you
ahead, know.
Pull.
Yeah. It's just like, it doesn't hurt. Good.
No, but I trim it up, you know, with like my razor, and I do a good yoga move, and I.
I just make sure it's your hands.
Yeah, I just make sure it's all clean and crisp down there. But was I telling this to Sarah? You know, you got a couple stray hairs down the butt area. You got a couple little stray hairs. So I'm like, I don't need that shit there. I don't need a couple little wisps. Yeah. So I just freaking basically do like this yoga move and hide it out of my butthole area.
Oh my God.
And I just, too much information.
Whatever. And I, you know, so there's nothing there. You know, there's pretty much nothing there. But when it grows back, it's kind of like, what's going on, you know?
Frankly.
Yeah. Look, it's natural. It's human.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why.
Do you have a preference?
There.
Do you have a preference of how you like it?
I prefer it not shaved, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Our friend Paul likes that.
Yeah.
Our friend
What's
Paul.
What's up, Paul?
Yeah.
Our friend Paul.
See, I think it's all. It all depends on when you grew up. You see, I grew up in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And nobody was shaving at the time.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be rocking a squirrel tail.
Exactly. You know. So now it's like, you know, real woman has. Yeah. But not a bush or anything. You know, you just want that to feel like a woman. You know. That's the way.
One time.
Or like a woodland creature.
A woodland creature.
What would you know? I mean, you're like giving me that look.
Well, no, I actually commend
because you.
I commend you because I think
it's like a beer down there, you know?
But no, I know men that like the mystique of what the hair represents and the mysteriousness and then just, you know, I mean, the womanness of it, and I respect that. I mean, I think it's good to still look like a woman when it's said and done. You don't want to be like, hey, I'm 12, let's do it. You don't want to that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when a woman has like a whole smooth body and everything, then you have like a little bit of hair there. It's very sexy.
I agree.
And I know a lot of men that feel the same way. You know.
Yeah.
No, really. So it's just lately, I think, you know, the past 20 years or so that everybody shaves.
But well, let me ask you this. This is a little bit more invasive. But when you go to the nether region,
right,
and you're going to get – you're going to hook it up down there, okay?
Right.
And all this – like you don't care about the
– No, because
like
it doesn't exist. That's
mouth?
What I'm saying.
No, the hair.
I'm not
like
talking,
the hair
yeah, but
in
I'm
your
not
mouth.
Talking about bush and stuff. I don't get hair in my mouth. No.
But there's no hair in the actual vagina.
I guess you just, but it's still like so.
You've got to be there.
But you know what Paul says?
What Paul
says like the bristles in his beard. He says when you get going down there, you want it to lock in. You want the moisture.
Lock in?
Are you serious?
When you're going down on a woman, that the moisture of his beard and his mouth, like the little wetness, basically creates a seal around it. And it's like,
That's what I have guy friends for to keep me updated.
So the hair locks in?
It's like a Velcro thing. He's like...
Nice.
It's like you snap in. It's like the Velcro snaps in.
Oh, I like it when he says he likes a good squirrel tail, which is like basically hair that goes all the way up the butt.
Oh my God, oh my that's God. A little too much. Yeah.
No, not for him.
That's a lot.
Way to go, Paul.
Yeah.
Purr.
Paul's to the wall.
Paul's the wall. We gotta tell him he was on the show and he didn't know it.
Yeah.
we gotta tell him you were on the show.
Oh my God.
But in conclusion, we let it all hang out for you guys because it was funny and we don't have to look at you in the face and we can say it to you anonymously, kind of.
Sort of.
But we're still very much a woman and we like girly things. Mm-hmm. We're sensitive and we're feelers.
Oh yeah.
And we're artistic and we're beautiful and mysterious.
Not autistic.
I don't know. I'm starting to feel like I'm getting like old lady face a bit.
What? No, you're not.
Yeah, like I had my hair all out yesterday. I thought I looked like a secretary named Sheila from the 80s.
Well, maybe that should be your new character.
You know, and I got my coffee breath. I'm like, ooh, what's going on?
I thought you didn't drink coffee anymore.
This aging thing is surprising me.
You're beautiful, Sarah.
I feel beautiful every moment of every day.
Wait, how old are you?
You know, this is the hard thing. It's when you say anything self-deprecating, people freak out. And it's like as a woman, you say, oh, I feel a little bit pudgy. Every girl, including myself, will jump on you and say, no, you're beautiful. And you can't sort of go,
you're welcome.
It's okay.
Biatch, I just said you're beautiful.
No, I am thankful. I'm just saying. I'm only joking. I mean, I just think
no, you're not. You're taking my heart and you're trampling on it and all my compliments. And you're doing the cha-cha on them and devalidating what I'm saying to you all.
I'm just saying.
I know. Over affirmation irritates me too.
Yeah. I'm like, it's just funny when your hair's all out and you just feel like, oh, man. I think I look like a stenographer from 1989.
It's only you who sees that. We don't see that.
So thank you.
It's always just like what we
in
said
Canada,
the other day.
In Canada, we don't
day.
Get stressed out by self-deprecating humor, no, by the huh? way. No, yeah. We love to make fun of ourselves, and it really, I've noticed, stresses out Americans.
Well, like, y'all are overkill, though. It's like, come on, somebody put some sunlight up in your butt, because it's a little bit like...
That's fair. It can get a bit dry to the
I mean, you're
bone.
Not like that. That's funny. I mean, I enjoy you making fun of yourself because you do it funny. But I also don't think it's true. And as a friend, I have to.
I know.
Like, how many times do I say stuff about me and you guys are like, that's not true?
I know. And doesn't it piss you off a little where you're like, shut up?
It does. Well, there's only times when it does where I'm like, let me just be free for a second. It's not like I'm about to go kill myself with a butter knife.
Yeah.
It's just I need to kind of get it out. Or like over affirmation for me makes me feel like you guys think I'm a slob that you have to over
like,
no, you can do it. Keep it. Good for you. Patch that up. This flatters you. And sometimes there's that element where I'm like, back off. I'm a karate chop somebody.
Well, I do like to give you affirmation when you wear panties.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Keep it rolling.
Really?
I got some on right now.
And that doesn't happen very often.
It depends on the day.
Really? So you tell me you sit here without panties and I don't get to see anything. That really sucks.
You know, it's not like a freaking peep show where I'm like, hey, I'm not.
No, but at least if I knew it was covered, I'd say,
it's
okay,
not like I'm not wearing them because I'm going to flash somebody or easy access. It's more of like I just think it feels better, especially if I'm wearing fitted clothing. I don't need to worry about panty lines.
Yeah. Right.
I notice if I feel more bloated or fat, I don't want to wear panties because I feel like it cuts in. And I'm like, I don't need this shit. Just let it hang.
Oh, man. Guys do it.
Yeah, guys go commando all the time. I don't go around advertising it.
They do?
Go commando?
Yeah.
I think guys do. Yeah. Balls to the wall. Yeah.
I don't know. That would be very uncomfortable.
No, you don't. You don't do that?
No, I would be aroused all the time. I mean, constantly
too
had
much
that.
Too much friction.
Yeah. You know, the pants rubbing against you.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't even know how you guys have balls. Because honestly, if you go running or you walk fast, you just have this.
They just happen. You know?
Yeah, you got this balls just stuff.
Slava balls.
Yeah, they just appear when you're born, you know?
I just love the fact when I think of guys with stuff between their legs in the way, and then I think about how we're free, and it's like, we can go run like a little gazelle.
That's why leggings are so in, because women just love them.
So comfortable.
It just feels so good to have everything kind of packed and sorted and up and just together.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Anyway, we're totally out of time, so we're going to say thank you to Sarah. Thanks again for coming in.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Always it's so good to be here. Congrats on the big award. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
And Claire, thank you so much.
Oh,
always
thanks
fun.
For having
and we me. Now we've had you both here twice, so that's awesome.
Woohoo.
It's and sweet. Kara wants some attention here.
Well, yeah, congratulations on the award, Kara.
Yeah.
Way to go, you guys.
Yeah. All right, Kieran, thank you so much.
No, Sambol, thank you. Sambol, gonna walk over.
And everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll be back here on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, originating from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. If you have questions about the show or would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.